everyone. Welcome back to Here for the Right Reasons. I'm your host, Sarah Herron, and another season of The Bachelor has come to an end. Before we get into the finale, Listen to Your Heart, I want to remind you to leave a 5-star review on iTunes and listen on Spotify every week. Chris and Brie made history as they were just crowned the first winners of The Bachelor Presents Listen to Your Heart. So, of course, I had to call them up and try to get as much behind-the-scenes tea as possible. It turns out they're both super sweet and super in love, and they have a new album out. Yes, that's right, we now have a Bachelor soundtrack to set our lives to. We talked all about how recording the album was changed in quarantine and their plans for the tour, what was really going on with their fantasy suite drama, how they feel about the other couples in the house, and what's next for them as a couple and as musicians. I think it was really interesting to watch this show and see The Bachelor take a risk and throw some music in there. And I really think that it was worth watching. So if you haven't watched it, it's fun in quarantine to go back. It was only 6 episodes. They're pretty quick. And spoiler alert, Chris and Brie won if you haven't watched. But they seem to have a good thing going, and I'm really rooting for them. So here is my chat with Chris and Brie. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it, truly.
How are you feeling now that the show is finally done airing? You can talk about everything. You've gotten to watch it. Like, what is your initial reaction to this journey ending, but also continuing?
Well, I don't want to scream over this microphone, but it's a big W and like 8 other O's behind it and a bunch of exclamation. I'm not going to scream, but we are like, it's unreal. So excited.
Yeah. It feels amazing to be able to finally just, yeah, talk about everything. Like, we're naturally more private people, so it's not necessarily like, hey, we're dating, but, you know, to not be able to talk about anything for like 3 months is just kind of a lot. So it's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I want to get into the finale. I'm so excited. I just heard your album. They sent it to me. So cool. Awesome. It was so fun to listen to. But first, I want to go back to the beginning a little bit. Can you tell me each a little bit about why you decided to go on the show and if you were familiar with The Bachelor and all that stuff?
For sure.
Yeah. So I wasn't a huge, I didn't watch The Bachelor a lot. So I didn't really know what to expect or what I was getting myself into. And that's partly why it was exciting to me, because I didn't really know what it was. It had never been done before and it had this musical element. So yeah, I just decided to do it and jump in with both feet. And it's not something that I ever saw myself doing ever, but I'm really glad that I did it, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just found myself in a place where my life was great. I had great friends, music was going well, giving good opportunities, but I just didn't have somebody in my life romantically. And this opportunity came along and I'm like, sounds like a blind date. Let's go ahead and do it. So that's really how I found myself there. Yeah.
Were you surprised at how quickly you guys were able to kind of form a connection?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because when you first get there, everybody's attractive and everybody's fun and, you know, everybody has music. So you're like, okay, how am I really going to see who's somebody for me? And it was just a natural thing. I mean, from the beginning, we've spoken to each other. Like, I haven't really spoken to anybody else. Like, we just have a real bond and vibe. And it's been amazing to explore.
Your relationship seemed to be pretty like smooth sailing, at least like during the show. Was there stuff we didn't see, or were you guys really just like getting along and letting all the drama happen around you?
We really were. Like, we didn't have any, aside from the time I threw M&Ms at him when I was annoyed over something, everything was great. And we really didn't have, like, you know, we had our moments where we were stressed out about certain things on the show and with music and stuff like that, but we really just did it together. So yeah, it's, you know, we sound kind of boring. We didn't have drama or problems.
But I mean, the thing is, it's like a good relationship, at least what I know, is that good relationships, there shouldn't be drama in the beginning. The drama should come later on down the line when you're like, oh, okay, let's really be together. Now this is okay, or whatever. Just in the beginning, it should be smooth sailing. So
you were getting to do something so fun and cool. So it's like the pressure could get to you, but also like if you just kind of go with the ride, like why not?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's something we really had to do, was just like live every moment as if it's the last, as cliche as that sounds, because it really was that way, because with each rose ceremony, you never knew if you were going home. So, you know, it was nice to just like be very present and to just take it all in.
What has been the hardest thing for you to watch back? Has it been fun to watch everything, or was there anything that has been like, didn't love that for me?
I'm trying to think. You don't have anything because you're just always like great on camera and whatever.
No, I mean, there are a few times like where I wish I was not as like vulnerably cute or whatever, because it's like very, you know, I don't showcase to the world how I talk to women and like how I talk to, you know, but on the show, it's like, hey, if Chris is like kind of into a girl and he's trying to be cute, he's going to sound like this, or, you know, so beyond that, it's like, I play guitar every day, so I don't care about you seeing me sing, or if you want to watch me eat, go ahead, be my guest. But yeah, it was just a little bit weird a few times, but I mean, it's still cute. It reads as cute. So it's just the way I feel about it.
Yeah. I didn't realize how animated I am. Like in my family, I'm known to be like the crazy one, whatever, but my facial expressions change so dramatically, so fast. I had no idea it was like that crazy. So that was a lot, but you know, it's just who I am.
Yeah. You got used to it. In the finale, there's a little bit of like, I don't know if it was more so how it came off, but like tension, I guess, with the fantasy suite of it all. And you guys seem to be on the same page, but then maybe the next day you're getting in your head a little bit. Were you like worried about that? Or was it more so you were more nervous about the performance and like kind of tell me a little bit about that moment?
So it was definitely all the performance. With the fantasy suite, we were always on the same page since the beginning. It was the fact that we had this huge performance, you know, the biggest of our lives in front of celebrity judges, in front of America eventually, you know, and we weren't about to jeopardize that through staying up all night, just even talking. Like we wanted to give it our all. And so, and I had a lot of nerves. I was really nervous.
Yeah. And I mean, even further to the fantasy suite, like I wanted a fantasy suite that was a rehearsal studio and we could rehearse again, like, you know, so we're perfectionists, we're musicians, and we want to be the best at what we do best. And so we were just really just focused on the performance the whole time. So
the concept of this show was so interesting as far as Bachelor is concerned, also just because there's so much emphasis on the Bachelor of like, who's there for fame, who's there for love. And this show, like you can openly say like, I'm here for both because obviously we're singing and I want to be a musician. But was it hard then to know what people's intentions were, or did you guys just trust each other? Were you ever like, I mean, we sound good together. Like, is this real? Is this like, we're getting graded on our chemistry? Like what are we acting? Like, I feel like I would just be in my head the whole time.
Well, luckily Brie and I have not had to fake anything, so we just didn't care. It's like, yeah, obviously we want to sing, it's ABC, but we found each other and like that was great. And so just rolling with each other and just rolling with everything, it wasn't like we ever tried to show out or show up. It was just like, hey, this is what we have to do now, let's go ahead and do this, you know. And then luckily we had each other. We didn't have to go and try to see if somebody else was here for the right reasons or not, because that's truthfully not our concern. So although you want to be concerned with it, you know, the gossipy part of you, but it's the truth is just doesn't matter. So.
Did you feel like there were people in the house that maybe were turning on a little bit camera?
I mean, everybody had to be animated a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, we didn't know any of the people beforehand, and so it's kind of hard to tell. But yeah, there are definitely moments, you know, where you're like, I wonder about you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think with all of us, just because we're like, can you really fall in love that fast? Can you really? So there was a lot of that. But at the same time, there wasn't a ton of time to think that way because we were like constantly, you know, doing stuff. So.
Yeah,
that's true. With the Trevor was one of the interesting one, because it almost came in like it was going to be like this big drama, and he had been on American Idol, and then Natasha came in like strong, and then it kind of just fizzled out like the drama pretty quickly because she found a boyfriend and then he was Jamie and it all just kind of worked out. But that was, I feel like, one of the only ones where it was just like, oh, like what's happening here?
Yeah. I mean, when Natasha came in really hot, I mean, I was like, hold up, what's going on? But very quickly, I was just like, this is what it is, and she's an awesome, amazing person, and she was just speaking her truth. And so as long as people are out here speaking their truth, then I can't shade them for it. So yeah.
Are you guys still close with people from the show? Who are you closest with?
I mean, I'll just speak for us real quick. Bree and I, we come from a neutral position. Number one, like in life, we don't have a lot of natural enemies, you know? And so then on the show, it's just like, you know, at the end of the day, we were the last ones. And so we don't have any beef with anybody. If they have beef with us, then they probably won't bring it to us. But I don't think they do because everybody's cool with us. You know, I think so. So.
Yeah, we really, like developed amazing relationships with everyone, even the ones that left us early on. Like yeah. It was devastating when Mel and Cheyenne left and Gabe, yeah. It felt like we had known them for a year, even though it had only been a few days or a week. I don't even remember it. Yeah. And then, you know, later on, you know, going to Nashville with Jamie and Rudy, like we created this whole new bond, you know, that was different. So, you know, yeah, luckily for us being drama free, we still keep in touch with everybody and we plan to continue to. So we lucked out.
Oh, the Matt and Rudy breakup was devastating. I mean, because as the show kind of changed to the performance aspect, we all got closer, all the couples and boys and girls and everything. And like, I know in Vegas, everybody went through it and we saw Matt and Rudy rehearsing Shallow and the stress on all their faces. So when they pulled through, we were all so excited. And we all get to Nashville and we thought it was all smooth sailing. We really wanted to share the stage with all three couples that night. We wanted to see everybody go out there and slay it. Cause it's like, these are friends crushing it. And so them leaving was just absolutely devastating, truthfully.
Yeah. And going back to, you know, some of the nerves and stuff on the finale day, I was dealing with a lot of like pain and sadness from losing them that day because it was so unexpected. And we were all planning on crossing the finish line together. And so suddenly they were gone and then we had to go right into rehearsal. And it was just like, I feel so awful right now, you know, but then you just have to pull out. So yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about you guys because so excited. You're still together. I assume the card with the happily together making music that nothing has changed since that was put out.
No. Right.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about how like life post show, like what have we missed? Like how have you been keeping in touch with each other? Are you in the same state ever now that we're in a pandemic? What's happening? Like, tell me everything.
Well, I'm currently in Los Angeles.
Okay.
I'm in Utah right now.
Okay.
So before the pandemic hit, we did have 2 weekends together. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Like seriously. And they really just like solidified the relationship. Like, you know, she came to LA and we were able to kick it, drive around in the car and just like be a couple, just be together. And after that pandemic hit, we kind of got separated. But so far, I mean, you've missed a million FaceTime calls. You've missed us growing stronger together. You've missed us sweating it out together, just like stressed, so excited, everything. You know, we really have grown a lot stronger in this time. It's been beautiful.
That's awesome. It's almost like a way to hit pause and you don't have to worry about, you know, anything else because we're not allowed to leave our house. We're not allowed to do anything. It's like, you guys can just focus on each other, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a weird positive in all of this. It was good.
I feel like The Bachelor, it's hard because like even going into it, I feel like you guys probably didn't know like how the show was going to work and going into it, watching it, we didn't really either, but there's always so much emphasis on The Bachelor on like engagements. Were you worried that that was going to be something you were going to have to like deal with after knowing each other for not very long?
I mean, you're shaking your head, but I mean, it's not that we didn't get a lot of pressure to be engaged, but we also felt that if we did, it would be very welcomed. Oh, yeah. And the fact that everything was smooth sailing, it's like, oh, why not? But we're not like those types of people. So there were lots of mixed emotions and everything, you know, and I'm glad that it all...
No, because what it looks like from the outside, it's like, man, these guys are really head over heels in love with each other. They should just go get married. And we're the opposite where we're like, yeah, we could fall in love with each other in a week. And then we're going to really figure it out and just like make sure that we're trying to stay together for the long run, you know? So,
yeah.
I knew that getting engaged on a TV show was not in my cards. Unless they showed up with a pretty pink Cadillac filled with $1 million in the back, even then I would probably know.
I mean, it's hard because that is like such a Bachelor thing, like the engagement at the end. And even though we see those relationships sometimes work out, sometimes don't, it's just like a question that comes with the show, I guess. But I'm glad you don't feel pressure, and you know, you can get engaged on your own time if you choose so.
Well, Sarah, you've seen the show. I mean, you know the pressure with trying to engage Bree. I ain't trying to do all that, you know. And
I know, I was going to say that was like a thing that your story on the show had, like, oh, you had been engaged before. That was like this. So were you like nervous going into it? And did you know that that was going to get emphasis? Have you heard from your ex? Like, there's just so many questions.
I know, so much drama. No, we have not heard from him, but you know how they make their appearances in their little creative ways. So definitely is. Yeah. But when we shot my hometown package, we talked a lot about my broken off engagement and everything. And so I kind of assumed it would be, you know, part of me, cause it is a huge part of my story, but Chris just took it so well. It was a lot on just that, on our date to just like, hey, but you know, we just kind of felt it out. And that's like the beauty of a new relationship. You know, you have to get everything out and you have to talk about things and then you have to move forward together. And I feel like that's what it allowed us to do.
That's good. Full transparency. Well, pandemic aside, where are your plans to, do you want to move in together? Do you want to keep, are you planning on long distance? Like, what are your plans for that?
So we're taking it day by day with everything that's going on because it's completely out of our control, sadly. But I was planning on traveling back and forth quite a bit or moving to LA. So definitely in the future, we're going to figure out how to be together so we can, you know, really do this thing.
Have your families met each other yet?
No, it's just over FaceTime and everything.
So. Did they think you were crazy for going on the show or were they all on board?
I mean, my mom doesn't care what I do. She's just like, you're doing music full time. You got this TV show. Good. Go get them. Like, So yeah, she's all about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My parents were like 100% supportive, just definitely nervous because, you know, as parents, like I'm just going into this thing and then they won't be able to contact me and they have no idea what's going to happen. So it definitely was a lot for my entire family to process, but luckily they were all completely supportive.
Well, that's awesome. So talk about the music, 10 songs, right? Mm-hmm. Some covers, some originals. Tell me about this process. You recorded it not in the same place because of coronavirus and stuff. Like, just walk me through that.
Yeah. So we wrote the 5 originals together with the music producer, District 78. And yeah, we were not together for any of that. And everything was over FaceTime and over phone calls and Google Documents and everything. And it really was quite the experience, like to like really like get to like the depth and the heart of a song and like really dig into like, what is it that you really feel about me that we should try to put into on paper, you know? And like, how do we make this line like really cut through? And there were a whole bunch of rewrites and stuff. And I think things that were tricky, it's like making music. Sometimes if you're in a studio session, you'll figure it out in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it took like 3 days going back and forth over email and listening to stuff rather than all being together. So it was amazing.
Hard. Yeah. The studio is absolutely magical. Like sometimes I will just not write until I'm in there, you know, when it comes to certain projects, because I'm just like, what's the point? It's all going to come through anyway. And so not being able to have that and then recording in different studios in different states with like 5 people in my ear while I'm singing, trying to like figure it out was just a lot. And yeah, like it's not the way we would want it to go. But I'm glad that it went that way because it just shows more of who we are and brought us closer together, you know?
Yeah.
What did you guys learn about each other while trying to make this album after finishing a TV show, doing this on FaceTime? Like, it's a lot.
I learned that Chris is a very, very, very patient man. I knew there were 2 varies, but the 3 varies really, you know, came to show themselves after and just made me feel even more comfortable because, again, just going back to the show with performances and nerves, you know, he's there with District and I'm here and he just made me feel like I could do it once again. So thank you for that.
You're welcome, B. Yeah, I think just in general, like about the both of us, it's like I really do feel like we are prepared for the best and the worst, you know, when it comes to like wanting to see a relationship all the way through, which if you're in one, I think that's where you should be. And I feel like we've just experienced so much together that it's just like we have such a strong trust that if she's going to tell me something or if I'm going to tell her something, that we know that it's just because we want the best for each other. And that's just like the best thing that you can have out of any relationship, having like a really strong trust. So, yeah.
Obviously, you were supposed to get to go on tour. Mm-hmm. No one's going on tour right now, unfortunately. So do you have an update on that situation and what's going on with that?
I mean, we will tour when everything's open, and we are going to tour when everything's closed. We're just going to probably doing it online. We have a Patreon page that we're going to launch and be doing exclusive concerts on there. Going to be going back doing live videos, cover videos that we record separately. So like, you're going to see us singing to each other, about each other, with each other, just not probably physically together a whole lot. So it is what it is.
Yet, but soon.
Very soon.
The Bachelor fans are very passionate, sometimes good, sometimes bad. I feel like you've gotten, you know, people seem to support you guys and love you guys, but how have you dealt with like this newfound of people just having a lot of opinions?
You know, as hard as it was to not, you know, have our relationship be public, it was a wonderful, wonderful 3 months of just getting to focus on ourselves without any opinions of anybody. So I feel like we are prepared. It's really difficult. Like sometimes if something's, you know, said that's negative about one of us, we'll like, you know, you try not to look and talk about it, whatever. But when you see it and it's getting to you, like we talk about it and we just like move on. And it's like, okay, that's their opinion. Cool, whatever. And being on the show, it really taught us like it's us, you know, it's nobody else. Yeah. And so it's just continuing on, and that's how it's going to continue to be. You know, someone's not going to say something about you that I'm going to be like, oh wait, that's right, bye, you know. So so yeah, just developing thick skin.
Yeah, you know, we have the lyric in the song, I do, it's like they don't know you like I do. It's just the truth of the scenario in any relationship. It really is between the two people. I mean, some relationships, obviously you look at it and like that should end, but the truth is it's only those two people and it's up to them. So yeah.
What about, well, one, I was going to say, that was my favorite song, because I liked that it, like, referenced the show.
Oh.
And
oh,
I thought nice. That was cute. Cool. And it was, like, I listened to it, like, twice through. I was just like, oh, like, this album, it, like, kind of just flows. Like, it was good to have. Yay. On. I was working, and I was like, oh, I could definitely, like, jam out to this during the day.
Yay!
How would you describe your sound, if you had to, like, put it in a category?
I would say, naturally, together, we go more R&B pop. Vibes. It was fun on the album to be able to do a little bit of everything because we could, but I do represents, you know, something that we want to really hone in on and explore a little more. Would you agree?
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. Separately, we're also like, you know, kind of acoustic artists. Like I have my guitar, she has hers, and we always play. So there's that identity too. And there's like the fun identity that we're still figuring it out, you know? So right now, like, it's really like kind of an R&B pop, you know, soulful album. But we want to keep all the doors open.
That's awesome. Okay. I'm going to run through a quick, like rapid fire questions. You can either expand or not expand depending on your answer. First, favorite part of being in the mansion? The hot tub looked pretty cool.
I got to say the people, I laugh all the time. I laughed so much in that mansion. So I got to say all the people that we were around, mm-hmm. I mean, crew included, but most of the cast members.
Yeah. Aside from meeting Chris, it was my conversation that I had with Michael Todd.
He was interesting. I wish we saw more of him.
Me too.
Favorite song you performed on the show?
Lover.
Lover.
Lover was great. I like that.
Yeah. We had a bunch of moments of that song.
I like to imagine that living in that house was like being in a musical, and I feel like we saw you guys sing a lot, like on your own. What was your like go-to song that you would sing like around the house, and were you allowed to just like sing what you wanted?
Our I would say our go-to song was like a freestyle. We would like get in like a circle, and everybody would, we would just like play a chord progression, and everybody would just chip in with like whatever song came to mind that would fit over it. And so we'd sing Destiny's Child, we'd sing Dixie Chicks, we'd go back and sing Mario, we'd sing everything. And
Ryan was usually always on the piano.
Yeah, Ryan was crushing on the piano. Yeah.
I can't sing, but that sounds like my dream.
It was so fun.
Yeah. Judge that you were the most nervous to sing in front of.
Toni Braxton, for me.
Me as well, but based off of my facial expression when I react to Train, apparently, like, but yeah, Toni Braxton and Jewel, actually.
Yeah, Toni and Jewel. Jewel was amazing.
Cool. Couple besides yourself that you thought were the real deal while you were filming?
That's hard. Oh, that's really hard.
I mean, it's like, it's hard. I think that Jamie and Trevor, they really like each other and they really do care about each other. So that was nice to see, really was. With Matt and Rudy, you would see glimpses like everybody else saw. We were like, yo, I want them to get married. Like, forget the show. Like, they need
they're
to be
just
together
so
forever.
Good together.
So I feel like really just like with those two couples, like you really saw Jamie and Trevor and I'm like, man, like he really does care for her. She really does love him and Matt and Rachel.
Are they still together?
Can't confirm.
Not confirm, cannot deny.
Well, yeah, we've also been very busy in our own worlds. It's like, so I would love to go out and confirm, but
yeah, we need to check in with them. Yeah, we'll get back to you because we should know. But
yeah, I'm like, there has to be a group chat going off. Like we, you know, I want to know what's really going on. And then last one, any plans for future reality TV? Would you be down if there was an interest there? Are you like glad we met each other? Maybe goodbye for the cameras for now. Where do you stand with that?
I'll let you go first.
Please. I was going to say, watch your answer. We would love to do something again together, you know, like be judges on season 2, if there's a season 2, just things like that. But yeah, it's just together, you know?
Aww.
So be careful with your answer.
No, my answer is, it's simple. If we're going on reality TV, if I'm on reality television again, it's going to be with Bree. If we're on television separately and it's not reality, the world's whatever can happen there. So.
Well, I really liked watching you guys. I thought it was really fun. You seem really cute and normal, which is, you know, refreshing.
Thank you.
Thank you. So thanks for joining me. Your album, what is it called? Plug it all out so everyone, because this will be out, everything will be out.
Album is Chris and Bree. You can find it at chrisandbreemusic.com. Searchable on all wherever streaming platform, Chris and Bree. Bree is on your socials too. Where?
Yes, Bree Stouse.
Yes. And on mine too, Tellem Watson, TellemWatson.
Awesome.
Well, there you have it, guys. Another season of The Bachelor is over. Unclear if they have plans for Bachelor Presents Listen to Your Heart season 2, but Chris Harrison has continued to insist that Claire Crowley's season of The Bachelorette will be going on as planned, hopefully sooner rather than later. They're still talking about trying to get a resort to rent that out, so time will tell. But either way, we will be here every week breaking down the biggest drama on the show, and that now includes Chris and Bree's relationship. So if they have an engagement, maybe they'll call me back and we'll hear it first. You never know. Either way, thank you for listening. Reminder to listen on Spotify and leave a 5-star review on iTunes.